לשמויס בני ישראל הבוים מצרים. אלמא דפרימגודים סימן ריש פי היי סדה לוחב שתיים מיקרו ואיך עוד תרגום says that Dorshi Rishumis say that Ve'eile Shmois is Rosh HaTeves V'chayov Odom Likroi HaParsho Shtayim Mikro V'echo Targum. זה פרימגודים. Ve'eile Shmois is Rosh HaTeves V'chayov Odom Likroi HaParsho Shtayim Mikro V'echo Targum. Shaina Remes. The Chido brings it down b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's a Rishon. So I heard once a gewaltig gesagt, so why it's in Parsha Shmois? Shtayim Mikro starts in Bereishis, when the Remez, if Shtayim Mikro has to be in the beginning of Parsha Shmois. So I heard once, in Bereishis noch alle du Shtayim Mikro v'echo Targu. But when we come to Shmois, we don't even fall, some people fall behind. So the Remez, so the second parasha, Be'eile Shmois. Then the pasuk says, "Vayokom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef." Zogt Rashi asher lo yoda es Yosef. Also atzmoi ki'ilu lo yoda. Also atzmoi ki'ilu lo yoda. Why he had to make himself ki'ilu lo yoda? So Buskirov explains, Be'etzem diyo mechuyev a bigger chorus atayv to Yosef. Yosef saved the country. There's a lot of gzeiras toyves that Yosef did. He made himself shelo yoda as Yosef. L'mayse, the Targum state as Evi de Buskirov. וקום מלכו דחדוס המצרים ולמקיים גזיר אס יוסף. So, אנו זוכן that פשט is not that he didn't do the favors of Yosef, just Yosef made gzeiras for the good of the Yidden, that he protected Klal Yisrael with all different laws. So he also didn't keep them. אבל שתית שלו יודע אס יוסף, he was not מכיר טוי for Yosef. So I heard from Rabbi Liborch Zatzal, a double, a gewaltige vault, a double vault. So first, he said, if the pshat that he was not makir toif to Yosef, this person, this melech Mitzrayim, this rosho merusha, is going soon to put the kids inside the walls, to shecht the kindalach. He's going to do terrible things. Terrible things he's going to do. Shrek l'chazach. We have a taina on him, Shelo Yoda es Yosef. Where is the Akor HaSatoiv? We see that from a goy, even that he's bad, and he does bad things to Klal Yisrael, aber Akor HaSatoiv is the Aleph base. We could mon paroi for a felt in Akor HaSatoiv, even in the same, he's a Ritzach, he's a Rosh, aber where is the Akor HaSatoiv? Akor HaSatoiv is Bechefze. One vault. But he said a gewaltic vault, and it's such an emes vault. He said, Sheit ve lo yoda es Yosef. Zog Rashi, oso atzmoi ki'ilu lo yoda. What is the pshat? Oso atzmoi ki'ilu lo yoda. Stop, he was a kofui toivo. He was a kofui toivo. Lo yoda, yoda es Yosef, and five toys. Oso atzmoi ki'ilu lo yoda. Yoda is Yosef. He decided not to. So the Pshutesh and Mikra means, yeah, he behaved like a person that doesn't have a Koras HaToiv. Like a person that didn't know Yosef. It's not true. He knew Yosef. He decided to be a cruel person. So it's such a gewaltig avot, and it's life, such an emes avot. Said like this. A person cannot be not Makir Toiv. It's Bechefze. If a person decides not to makir toiv, you know how it happens? He pretends himself that he doesn't remember. He says, you see it in life. Some people learn in yeshiva, the marshal. They learn in yeshiva smir, I'm just giving it for example. Then with the years, they make a lot of money, but they don't want to be a big nadvin for the yeshiva smir. But he has a kolos atoyv. So when you ask him where he learned, he said, I learned in Teret Tmima. This person you see, the Teret Tmima, you won't give money. He asked some person who you are, I'm Chosid Alexander. A person, Mechefzah's power, he could not be Makir Toiv. The Chefzah of the person is, he's Makir Toiv. The way that he's not Makir Toiv, he switches. Layada's Yosef, Yosef, yeah. But if Louis Tzuyah, he remembers, he would go to the parties of the memory of Yosef, he would never start with Klal Yisrael. He arrangered himself, yeah, it was Yosef, yeah, they took him out of the boat. Pari, yeah, it was a whole shalshalas of Pari. He didn't memorize, Ve'lo yoda es Yosef. A lot of times Chazal say, what is that, Koras HaToiv? I would say, Kofri Toiva means he doesn't make. What is that, Koras HaToiv? He is Makir Toiv. I would say the wrong word. I think the Maharal says it. Hakoras HaToiv is the wrong word. I would say Meshalem Toiv. So look at this person. Azam Meshalem Toiv. Azam Meshalem Toiv. Azam Meshalem Toiv. Meshalem Toiv Sigonisht. Every person is Meshalem Toiv Tachas Toiv. The Kofu Toivo covers the Toivo. He's Kofu the Toivo. He covers it with a Kli. The one that has Hakoras HaToiv is Hakoras Toivo. He's makir that the other person did a Toivo. When you makir Toiv, you pay. A person that is not makir Toiv, don't think he decides not to pay back good and bad. He recovers. Selective memory, they call it. He doesn't remember that the other person made him a favor, the other person helped him. Deir asher lo yoda es Yosef. Lo yoda es Yosef. Those are the teva of the person. Pasuk is mamshich. Vayasimu alav sorim misim leman anoisom v'kasher yanu oisari ken yirbe v'chen yifrotz. Rashi says, "Bechol ma shenoyis lemlav laanoyis, Hakadosh Baruch Hu oyis shiir buruch hakein shemeres. Atem oimrim penirbe, vani oimer kenirbe vechenifrot." But it's interesting. The lashon haposuk is, "Vekasher yanu oisoi kenirbe vechenifrot." It's mashma because the yanu oisoi is kenirbe vechenifrot. What is the shaychus? So I saw the Tal Eira, they bring a letter. I know it's a mafchidike zach, and people don't like to hear it. The Rashash, I'm only reading it because I can't say it. The Rashash was learning once a sugi in Yevamos, and a couple years he couldn't get pshat in that thesis by Yevamos. I think I remembered once, I knew what was the thesis that the story goes about. Once the Netziv of Alojin passed, and he came to visit the Rashash. So the Rashash asked him this kasha. So the Netziv looked in the Gemara. He looked and he looked and he looked and he told him pshat. So the Rashash had a huge chalisha sadas. I'm trying for a couple years to learn the sugya, and you tried. Took you also an hour or two, but you figured it. So the Netziv told him, I will tell you what is the difference. You the Rashash, I'm saying only what it says here. You're very rich, and you learn Torah mitoich oisher. I'm learning Torah mitoich anius. Torah mitoich anius has a bigger siyata d'shmaya. The Shagasarye was mechaber two sforim. In our days, a little bit, the bacher will not understand it. When I was a bacher, we knew it was two svarim from the Shagasarye. One is the Shagasarye. What was the other sefer from the Shagasarye? So you don't know. Tura Evin, also a famous sefer. What was more famous? Shagasarye. Shagasarye said, why the Shagasarye is more famous? He said, because when I was Mechaber Shagasarye, I was living in Valojin and I was poor. Then I became a Rav in Mentz. I learned Teirah Mitoich Hashiras, Tura Evin. So the Shagasar, they say they sent over the story to Reb Ochber. Reb Ochber said that Reb Chaim went and checked both Sforim, and he said that the Shagasari is a better safer from the Torah Even. Because Zenz is better. The Gemara in the Dorim says, it's a famous Gemara, the Gemara brings down that Shmuel Atane, the Gemara says, that was nicer looking people from him. Was nicer people looking from Shmuel. The Gemara says what the Gemara says, you know, these things you only could read from the Gemara. I don't have a Gemara, you have to read it inside. So the best of the case, I told him, it's not nice. Torah mefuor, bekli mefuor. The Torah has to be in a nice keli. The Torah is not in a nice keli. It doesn't look nice. The keli is not in a nice keli. So he told her, take the wine of your father and put it in where it is. So she said, embarrassed from cheres. He told her, what? Your father's wine in such shvache kelim? Put it in the gold dishes. So she went and she took out all the wine from the father's oitzres and she bought new gold dishes to mechabe the father. After a couple of weeks, all the wine became sour. He told her, you see, the good wine has to be in the cheres. And if I would look worse, I'm sorry, he says, and the reason I'm better for my chaveri, because I look like I look, Shmuel said. People a lot of times want, oh, menuchsa nefesh, menuchsa nefesh, menuchsa nefesh. Person has to know, the pasuk is megalik, asher yanu oisei kenir mevechen ifroitz. Sometimes when you me'ane a person, when it's hard, then you matzliach. Then you grow. Then the pasuk says, "Vayavinu Mitzrayim is bnei Yisrael beporech." What is beporech? So Chazal say, "Avoidas anoshim lenoshim, ve'avoidas noshim legvorim." So when we were kids, we learned pshat that for men to wash in the kitchen and to do babysitting is hard, and for women to build, it's hard. Say that's in the perech. That's in the perech. The Mefarshim explain like this. The pasuk says later, even Peter Bes Ramses say over a maaser, there was a person, they told him, if you pick up your hand, I will pay you $5 an hour, $10, $20, how much you pay a person? $25 an hour. Pick up your hand and put it down. $25 an hour. How long you can do it? How long you can do it? $100 an hour. Try to do it for 5 minutes. You pay a guy $20, he schleps his suitcases up the building. Much harder. He just has to do like this. Why he can't do it? It's avoidas perech. I'll prove to you, some bachrim, you know, they go to grind the mill for the matzahs, yeah? They also do like this for a couple hours. They get $2 an hour, $3 an hour, chmesnish. Why? This is called avoidas perech. When a person works without a tachlis, a person can't manage. The famous maaser was a person in jail, and every morning he had to get up, was a mayon, and he would have to collect water from the mayon and pour it out the window. This he did for 20 years. When he went out of jail, he went to the sea. He was sure outside is like a big garden that he's watering it. He came outside and he saw that the water just goes down. He fainted down the place, on the spot. Yeah. Avoid as porch as avoid on a tachlis. Mitzrayim gave them to work without a tachlis. They said the build, Peter Beram says they finished the build, it collapsed. How people know, and Mitzrayim wanted you to know that you're working without a tachlis. So what they did, they gave the man to do the woman's job and the woman to do the man's job. When the men, we know that the men could do the men's job much better and the woman could do the woman's job much better. If a man sees that they gave him the woman's job and they gave the woman the men's job, they have that they don't need it. It's not for the tachlis. Because if the guy wants the tachlis, he will tell the man to do the man and the woman to do the woman. The Torah says he wants me to work l'shem working. But a person feels that he's working l'shem working, this is avodas porech. Then the pasuk is mamshich. The pasuk says, "Vayemer biyaldechem esay ivriyos vereisim al avnoim imbenu veamisim oisay veimbasi vechay." So the Maharsha says pshat. He went to the miyaldos and he told the miyaldos, "Look at the baby when he's inside. Imbenu veamisim oisay veimbasu vechay veachiu. And if it's a girl, safe." So the Maharsha learns like this. Why he dafka went to the Miyaldas? Let them have two men there, two Mitzrim. Every baby that comes out, if it's a man, kill him. And if it's a woman, don't kill him. Why did it? What was the tachlis? Zog the Maharsha, the halacha is, Paru was scared to kill people. Aben Noach is Isur Etzicha. He told the Miyaldas, "You are Yisrael. Israel is Einu Nerag Ala Ubrim. But Mele, you could kill the baby when he's inside." Rashi says, "Simenosan Lohem." If it's a boy or a girl. But Mele, he told him, "I'm going to kill you if you don't listen to me." So by you it's Pikuach Nefesh. And you, by you it's not Yorik Val Yavo to kill the Uber. We know the Moshe of the, that you're allowed to save the Uber. But Mele, he told him, "You kill the baby inside. You kill the baby inside." Masha says, "Vatirena miyaldos es ha'elokim," because b'day Yisrael is a misa b'day Shamayim. B'meile, they were not. And the pasuk says, "Vatirena miyav lo yosuk asher dibra aleihem melech Mitzrayim v'atchayena es ha'ilodim." And what was the schar? "Vayas lohem batim." They state the pasuk. The pasuk. So Rashi, what is batim? Bati keuna, bati leviyah, bati malchus. So Beskirov explains why dafka batim malchus, bati keuna, bati leviyah was a midah keneged midah. If they will kill all of the men, so will be a lot of noshim. Will be a lot. Yiklal Yisrael will be full with noshim. We know if it's noshim. So a guy marries a Yiddish girl, the boy is a yid. So Klal Yisrael will not stop. Will be no men, be a lot of women. But in the end, they will marry goyim, and all the kids will be hidden again. Pari didn't want to destroy gods. Chazal say, "Lo von bikesh lakir es hakoil." Pari legozar elo al haschorim. Pari legozar elo al haschorim. Zog Reb Chaim, "But what would be if will be no men in Klal Yisrael and only women? So be no koyanim, no levim, and no malchus, because this you have to have zera miyuchas." So mida keneged mida, vayas lohem batim, bati kehuna, bati leviyah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, "You save the bati kehuna, bati leviyah of Klal Yisrael." So b'meile, Moshe v'Aaron will come out from you. This was the mida keneged mida. Vayas lohem batim, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them. One maybe, a poor nekudah is to go in a little bit. The pasuk starts, "Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayikach es bas levi." Rashi says, what was the story with Amram? When this gzeira happened, so be'etzem, Klal Yisrael, Amram was gzeir that everyone is not allowed to get married. Val, Pari wants to kill the kids. So b'meile, don't get married. So Amram was perish mi'echeves. So Miriam HaNavi is at Rashi. Omroloi, Bitoi, Shalcho Koshemi Shal Paroi. Paroi le gozar elo al haschorim, v'ato gozar al hakeves. And he married her again, v'naso lanes. She was already over 200, and she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. So they bring down a givaldi kazach, a letter from the Salman, the Alta Mikelev. Ko'eis ovin ma'amorom. I want to read this letter. And v'nusse shel Reb Zecharia echrivo es beseinu v'golinu leben umas ha'olam. The Gemara in Sotah says, v'yikach es bas levi, posuk yud beis, perek beis, posuk yud. The Gemara posuk aleph, v'yikach es bas levi, sholach ba'atz ha'shomu l'gzeros ha'koshem mishel paroi. Im paroi gozar al haschorim, ato gozarot ala nekevas. Look. Ro'inu manoiro zokta. Itochen amro machosid vaakodosh ikor gzeiro yoiser kosho mishel paroi. He did it because he heard that you're not allowed to bring kids. It says, I have a letter from the Alter Mikelem. A letter to G'doy Yisrael. Yoiser Misherotz Antiochus Arosho, Berishusoi Levatel Teirom Yisrael, Yochol Odom Ligroim, Betzedek Ubetminmus, Leshem Shomaim, Benetiosim Midericho Emes. A person that doesn't have the right Ashkofe, Leshem Shomaim, you could become a paroi. Paroi Legozar Ala Laschorim. Terrible. Amram, his daughter told him, you worse than Paroi. Paroi le gozar ele al aschorim, ato gozar al aschorim al anekevis. So Antiochus could say not to learn Teire. A person, a marshal, not Adam Godel. Yeah, Adam Cotton. Say, the Adam Godel says that it's okay. Allah's Adam Cotton says do kiruv. Yeah. Say, if the Adam Godel says you do, but Adam Cotton says to do kiruv. And he closes the Bismedrash. He's worse than Antiochus. Antiochus didn't close the Gemara for only for a little while. He made doiras. It's only an example, I'm saying. A person could say, go to Afghanis, and you don't have to go to Afghanis. Worse from Antiochus. Antiochus said not to learn. We learn quietly, we hide, and we learn. Shemcho goshem mishel paroi, zog da alta mikelem. Sometimes, a person, if he doesn't have the right ashkofe, he could sit in this medrash and make zeiras worse from paroi arosho. And this pasuk is a famous ma'aseh from the Ponovitch Rav. That's how the Briskers learn it. It's a famous ma'aseh. The Ponovitch Rav went once to fundraise money for Ponovitch. He came to a town. So the rabbi of the town told him, Rebbe Herzachai, Baruch Hashem, in our town, Chavre Kaddish, Achnos Haskala, Achnos Levayas Hames, Bikur Choylim, Talmud Torah, Mishnayos, Gemore, everything. Baruch Hashem, and we support Mamish, it's going good. Everyone is giving tzedakah, and the system is mamish, choymish, rebbe, all is good. Svemele, we can't do an appeal for money. About the Rosh Hashiva from Ponovitch, a shir everyone wants to hear. So if you want to speak on Shabbos, you could speak, but you can't ask for money. Because the system here in our community, just... So the Ponovitch Rav said, no problem. It was Parsha Shmois, he just arrived. So I'll speak about the Parsha, no appealing of money. So there's a shver Parsha here. We say, Yechevet told his father, Amram, Shulcho Koshem, Mishul Paro, you have to get married. Chazal said, move from that, she saw, Beruach HaKodesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be born. He's born, the house is full with light. The Pesuk says, V'tetzpineu shloisha yirochim, V'layuch lo oida tzpineu, she couldn't hide him anymore. So they made a little teva, and they sent to the Yair, they put him inside the water. V'titatzev achoyse merochoyk ledeo mayo oseloy. Miriam goes to see what will happen. Why Amram didn't stand there to see? Why Yocheved didn't stand to see? The Teretzes, they had bitochen. Chazal say, we say it in the Agoda Shel Pesach, Klal Yisrael bring kids to the world, Vatigdeli ba'ad ha'adoyim, they couldn't hide them, they left them in the Sodeh, and Hashem made, when the Mitzrim came, they were swallowed down, they came up, the Malachim gave one stone for water, for honey, for milk, and all the Chazalim, Tachas ha'tapuach rachtich. We tried, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we can't anymore. We tried our best. Amram Bichlal didn't believe in the beginning to bring kids to the world. He will hold that you're causing to kill. Yocheved told him, Shulcho Koshem Mishul Paro, you have to. He bought a kid. Came a boy. You can't keep him. Miriam, the Leviah, Achois Moshe, she's the one that says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, she's going now to stand to see. Chazal say, that Amram gave her like as a clap. Omar lo biti, achshav nire ma'iyah b'nevuosech. He said, Meshirim shel Yisrael is born. So the Ponovitch Rav said, it's not even first what they say in Brisk. In Brisk they say, that is a din, that a Novi has to be in charge, that his nevuah will happen. Kilo, it's his responsibility to take care of his nevuah. We see it in Yoyna. Yoyna, when then they did tshuva, he sat outside the city to see. Oh, yeah, what is your business? You said the nevuah. They're doing tshuva or not? Go back. Ki'ilu Ba'adu Diyayna, he's the mechutin here, that he needs Ninveh to be turned over. Well, he said, Ba'od Shloshim Yoyim, V'Ninveh Ne'efechas, V'yeshem Merochek, to see what will happen. It's a tafkid of the Novi to be Yomid al Nevuah Asoy. It's a couple of places in Chazalim that the Novi, Ki'ilu, is metapel. We saw it, I think, two parashas ago by Yosef HaTzadik. The Ramban says why Yosef did this whole story to his brother. He bring Binyamin. So the Ramban says he knew that the Chalomis are Nevuah. The brothers came without Binyamin, and the Nevuah is that the brothers will make Ishtachavoe before Yaakov, right? Because the first dream is the Alumos, and then is the star and the sun. So the brothers came without Binyamin. Yosef, it's your business. Say, I'm Yosef. Hashem asked you to help him. Hashem made a nevuah that the stars have to bishtachav it to you. The kichovim, how they will come, let them to come. Hashem made you king of Mitzrayim. It's working out. Let the system, who asked you to help? The Ramban says, Hoyo oisek b'kiyum nevuah Yosef. As a Muslim, the Navi is misasek. Miriam, that she's the nevuah, I hear this from Rav Sudlov. That Miriam, that she's a nevuah, a nevuah, she had to be oimed and nevuah also. She had to be oimed and nevuah also. But the Palavitch Rav said a Palavitch Atayr. He said like this. She knew that Moshe will be saved. The Pasuk says, Vatitzatze v'achosu merochek ledom ha'yos Eloi. She didn't go to check to see if Moshe will be saved or not. Ledeo Maya Oseloi. She knew that it's going to be a huge miracle. She knew the hand of Bas Pari will stretch. She knew that a Ness is going to happen. She wanted to see the Ness. She wanted to see how Klal Yisrael, how Moshiach Shel Yisrael is saved. She wanted to see the Ness. She didn't go to see if he will be saved. She went to see how he will be saved. But it's atzav achochim meroy ledas ma'ya osaloi. So the Panovich Rav said, when I go around the world, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of Panovich. I know Hashem takes care of it. I just go around to see who will be zoicha to give money to the yeshiva. At least I know in this city they were not zoicha. And just like this, he finished his drasha. And then already everyone gave. Yeah. But that's the event, the drasha from the Panovich Rav. The Beskirov says, a gewaldike zach. And he says a big limud for bitochen. He will speak about it every time in Chumash Shir and Parsha Shmois. So a person thinks that he's smarter from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Person thinks he's smarter from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He will do ishtadlus. He will do a her. He will do a hin. Paro, he decided he doesn't want boys. He's scared. Kol ha-ben ha-yoyer, la-yoyer tashlichu. Everyone to be shalech to the yoyer. This was Paro. Klai Yisrael, why? He did it, Chazal say, because he saw Moshiach Shel Yisrael is born. And in that day, Chazal say, he even killed the Mitzrim. Because he was not sure if it's a Yid or it's a Goy. Mefarshim explained why. Because Be'etzim he was brought up in Beis Paroi. Kolam Yalet Ben Chaveroi, Kolam Gadet Ben Chaveroi, Kilu Yoldoi. So it was a Shaila, he's a Mitzri, he's a Yid. Kill everyone. Who lemaise protect Moshe ale yom that no Mitzri will touch Moshe and Moshe will be protected? He was brought up in Paroi's house. Says a person thinks that he could do against the Ribbono Shel Olam. He thinks he could do bad to the other person. If you have to be good to the other person, you will turn the whole world to do bad to him. He will be growing in your house and you will be feeding him and you will be taking care of him. Paroi killed the whole world to kill Moshe. And he's the one that fed Moshe from day one till he became a melech. Now, Ibn Ezra says, and was more from that as a chiddush of Ibn Ezra, that Moshe grew bebeis malchus to have the ginunei hanoge val klal Yisrael. On Ibn Ezra could say it that val klal Yisrael were in the golus, there were avodim, and the eved has a lower nature, and Moshe had to be a manig of klal Yisrael. So Hashem made Moshe to grow bebeis paroi that he will not have the nature of an eved, that he will be from time that he's grown, Zog Devin Ezra, he will be in Ginunei Malchus, that he could be the manik of Klal Yisrael. Zog Hashbaruch did it. But Biskarov said, but a person could never have a tzad, oi, Vosla Zayin, maybe I could do bad, maybe, there's no tzad. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich, that Moshe grows, ויפן קוי וקוי ויער קייניש ויחס המצרי ויתמינהו בכל ויאמר מסמכו לאיש שר בשפט עלינו להורגני אתו אימר ויער מוישה ויאמר אוכן נוידע הדובו סוגת רשי אוכן נוידע הדובו כמשמוי ומדרושוי נוידע לי הדובו. Now I know why we're sitting in Mitzrayim. Tomei ha'isi olav machotu Yisrael mikol amin umes liyos nedorim ba'avides perech. Aval roi ani shehem ruim lekach. They speak lashon hara on each other. They deserve to be in Mitzrayim. Chafetz Chaim, shmir saloshen, this medrash, the Chafetz Chaim, those matamim. Chafetz Chaim says like this, Moshe Rabbeinu says, as if a trashi, ochen noida adomo, I never knew why we're sitting in Mitzrayim. Now that I hear that you speak about each other, you speak Lashon Hara, I know why we're sitting in Mitzrayim. I know why the punishment of Mitzrayim came. What is the Avonas HaDvorim? What is the Avonas HaDvorim? So the Chafetz Chaim says like this. He said, Avada, Klal Yisrael, Chazal say, when Nun Sharitume, Mem Sharitume, Mentes Sharitume, Alolo Avdizor, Alolo Avdizor, Klal Yisrael, Mamesh, and Diyuta Tachtoyna in Mitzrayim. Mora says in Yam Suf, the Malachim said, "Halolo ev David Zore, v'halolo ev David Zore, halolo ev David Zore, v'halolo ev David Zore." He said, "Yeah, but Lashon Hara, it's not that it's a punishment only on Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara is mekatreg. Lashon Hara is mekatreg. Lashon Hara is mekatreg." What is the pshat? He gave a mashal. A person gets up in the morning. He davens to Hashem, give me a good day to learn today. Give me siyata d'shmai. Give me cheshik to learn. Give me parnose. Give me atzloche. So, now the person did bad things. Sometimes we don't look at the bad. We look at the good. Says a person comes to ask a favor from someone. The guy wants to give him, this person, Amol was not a tzaddik, Amol did a bad thing. Same. But if someone gets up and says, but how you could do a favor? You know, yesterday he stole, yesterday he killed. So then the people don't do him a favor. A person goes to be a prime minister. People know that he was a kid, he was a kid. Same. Oh, but when he's going to be a prime minister, pick up the newspaper and says, you know, when he was a kid, he threw a stone on an old lady. Finish, he can't be the prime minister anymore. And when they picked him, no one goes to check if when he's a little kid he threw stones on someone or not. Oh, but if someone brings it up, so the Chofetz Chaim, the Avoid Lashon Hara has something that nothing else has. Like you speak Lashon Hara, it goes upstairs in the Shemaim and it tells on you Lashon Hara. It brings all of the bad that you said, it tells the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's a Tmidis Dike Mekatrek. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ein Umis also have Averis. Asher Sheikh Shalom Lochis Avonaich, Basedoim. Avadis, doim, everyone has Averis, but there's no Kitruk. When a person is not makpid al Lashon Hara, it's a Kitruk. Was a Yid, came home to me a couple of years ago. Tayre Yid, Choshev Yid. He told me things are not going in his life so much. So we discussed, and he told me that it was a big shul, that was a Rav. people hold that the Rav was not a good Rav, and he was sent to throw away the Rav from the shul, and he did it. And the Rav told him he's never merchel him, but he asked Rabbanim, and they told him he's right. I told him it doesn't make a difference. This person gets up in the morning and doesn't have a parnasa, he doesn't have a shtel, he doesn't have nothing, he davens to Hashem, boy, this person is a terrible person. Could be you're right in what you did to him, but he reminds the Ribbono Shel Olam every morning you're a bad person. So if you're a tzaddik, don't be scared from him. But if you're not a tzaddik, he reminds Hashem. He reminds Hashem. He reminds Hashem. And this is the Metzius. Terrible things. This person after terrible things happened to him. Terrible. So the Chofetz Chaim, this Moshe Rabbeinu said. Das ist beetzem the sakone. Ochen noida adovo. Then the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Yisroel, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Midbar. Asurono ve'eres amare ha'godel hazeh madua lo yivar asne. Vayar Hashem kisar lirois, vayomer hineini, vayomer shal na'alecho ma'al raglecho ki amokim asher atorim edolov ad maskoidush. Stand and before Shem say, what is shal na'alecho ma'al raglecho? Why you have to take off the shoes? So the Maharal state that shoes is made be'etzem from the oir, from the skin from the behemoth. A shoe shows that a person is shoylet on a behemoth. When you stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not allowed to have shoes because you have to show that there's no shlita, it's his batlus gmur to the Bashefer. His batlus gmur to the Bashefer. Say over a famous maaser, one of the Chacham Bashis in Sfardi, was one, a king in Turkey, was a king that, you know, they had arguments with the Yidden, you know, if the Arabs are right or the Yidden are right. It was a big argument, the caddy with the rabbi. Kids, so they sent this Chacham, this big Chacham Bashi, and he went into the king's house. They called it the Sultan, they called it in that days. They walk in, so you know, when he went into the king's and that day, you had to take off your shoes. He never, you know, the Arabs claim that from time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Be'etzem, they're the ones the whole time that, you know, the Torah was given to them. This is what the Arabs said. The Torah was given to them. And the Yidden said, no, the Torah is given to us. Later, you came up. And the Arabs said, no, the Torah was given to us. The king decided it will be an argument. If the Arabs are right, so all of the Yidden have to become Arabs. And if not, not. Yeah, the Alamo games. And if not, not. That's the Alamo that we couldn't give up. So Klal Yisrael sends this Chacham Bashi. Chacham Bashi goes. He goes inside. He comes to the king's house. Everyone takes off the shoes. So he also took off the shoes, but he didn't know what to do. So he walked in with his shoes. So all the Arabs that used to go into the king put everything outside, and the Chacham Bashi comes with a pair of the shoes in his hands. So the Arab, the caddy says, oh, you see, I think we don't have to argue even. I think that the king understands that a guy that comes in with the shoes here cannot represent something normal. So the Rav said, no. So the king asked him, why he came in with the shoes? It says in Parsha Shmois, yeah, all of you believe in the Tanakh, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took off the shoes, Shal Na'alecho Me'al Raglecho. It doesn't say that he put him back on. Why he never put him back on? Sam was quiet. She said, we have a Messiah that the Arabs came and they stole his shoes. So the Melee, we have a Kabbalah that if we go with Arabs, we don't leave our shoes. So the Arabs said, Shekel Lechos, the whole Arabs start hundreds of years later. So the king said, you hear what you said? So a couple of years, so who was first? They didn't. So the Melee, they didn't want. I said when I was a kid, this was the our Rebbe told us in Cheder. But then I heard later that it's a shtickle more musmach from them. One more vote of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says, it's a famous vote, it was a whole shmuz. Chazal say, Hova nischak maloi, shloisha hoyu ba'oisa eitza ev paroi. Bilam, Iyoy v'Yisroi. Rashi brings down. Yisroi ran away, Yisroi shavorach ola legdula. Bilam sheyoatz, to do the gzeirev, Hova nischak maloi, nerak b'cheret. Irev sheshosak nidan b'yisurim. Irev sheshosak nidan b'yisurim. And the shaila is, Yisure Iyoiv, we know it's terrible, terrible Yisure Iyoiv. So what's the pshat? Shloisha Yubay say it's a Bilam, Yisroi, v'Iyoiv. Bilam sheyoatz nerag, Yisroi sheborach ole legdula, Irev sheshosak nidan b'yisurim. What else is? Yisure Iyoiv. Zogim Chaim Shmulevitz. Why you kept quiet? What is your answer? Will not help. Power decided to do it anyway. You see, Israel ran away, didn't help. Why you kept quiet? Terence says, he says, but will not help. What I could do to run away will not help. I didn't give a hate, I just kept quiet. Terence says, if it hurts, you scream, you yell. If you kept quiet, vice days you mask him. If you kept quiet, vice days you mask him. They say over, I forgot, I think it's the Kotzke Rebbetzin. I don't remember the story exactly, the names. But it was one of the big Choshev Rebbes that two Talmidim came there before Shabbos. And the Avodah of that Rebbe and the other Chassidish was to scream and yell and davening. And that other person said, why do you have to scream and yell? You know, a Kodesh Baruch Hu could hear without screaming and yelling. Why do you have to scream and yell? Kodesh Baruch Hu hears without. This was the time. Kodesh Baruch Hu hears without. Said, the Rebbetzin heard the Vikuach. She didn't say nothing. Erev Shabbos, they gave her the money, you know, to keep. Motzi Shabbos, when this chosid that had tainus, that why yell and scream, he came to the Rebbetzin and he asked for the money. The Rebbetzin said, I'm sorry, but I don't remember you gave me money. He said, Rebbetzin, in Shuldik, you know, it was 2,000 ruble, like now, for my daughter's not, and Rebbetzin, maybe the Rebbetzin can think over. He said, Rebbetzin, I'm so sorry, but the Rebbetzin said, but I'm sure you never gave me the money. Again, kids are for an hour, like he's trying to speak nice to the Rebbetzin. She says, no, I'm telling you, maybe you gave it somewhere else. Because he starts to scream, Rebbetzin, I need my money. No, it's not a joke, you know. She says, yeah, without screaming, I don't hear. The Torah says, if you really want Avodas Hashem, you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you yell. If it really hurts, you yell. If you keep quiet, it doesn't hurt. A person has to yell. Stop it.